My troops and I are being transferred to the court of Pontius Pilate. We're leaving in the morning. I'm going to be the centurion in the governor's court.
Congratulations, sir. Finally to be living in a real city for a change. We must go immediately and pack our gear. The men are going to want to celebrate tonight.
I can't leave just yet, Octavius. First, I need to speak with Hannah.
No need to explain to me, sir. Just tell the lady goodbye, then meet me and the men at the tavern. If you don't mind, I'll not stick around for the tears.
Hannah, isn't this wonderful? I'm going to be the centurion in the court of Pontius Pilate. Hannah, you must come with me to Jerusalem.
Marcus, you have to make a choice. If there's any chance that we are to be together, you mustn't go to Jerusalem.
What? What do you mean?
I love you, Marcus, I do. But I follow Jesus, not Caesar. You could too if you would only test your newfound faith.
But Hannah, a command like this is everything I've worked for. I've risked my life for this. And now you're asking me to throw it away? To follow after some penniless preacher? That doesn't make any sense. What kind of choice is that?
It's the most important choice, Marcus. All this for a prophet?
Makes you wonder just who that holy man is, doesn't it? By the gods, look! It's him! It's Jesus!
Name of
Watch where you're going, woman.
Forgive me, sir.
Oh, Hannah, I didn't recognize you here. Let me help you.
Oh, no, sir. There's no need for you to bother. Please don't waste your time. Forgive me for being so clumsy.
Hannah, it's me. It's Marcus. You don't need to speak to me that way. It's been 2 years since I've last seen you. What are you doing here in Jerusalem?
Forgive me, sir, but I don't know anyone named Marcus anymore. And surely the centurion has more important concerns than a clumsy Jewish girl. I will be out of your way quickly. My master needs me. Or is it now against Roman law for a Jew to follow her Messiah?
Tough break, sir. Perhaps it is your destiny to flirt with danger, not women.
I tell you, Sergeant, I've known my share of beautiful women in this empire, but I had to lose my heart to a woman who won't return my love. And why? Because I refuse to throw my life away, follow after some itinerant prophet she calls a Messiah. Why is it every time I encounter this Jesus, he disturbs me so?
Like I told you, sir, he's trouble. For you, for me, he is certainly trouble.
He should be arrested.
Arrest him? Now? Just look at those people. They adore this Jesus. Arresting him would start a riot. No. First we must discredit him. Trip him up somehow. Trap him with his own words.
Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity, and you teach the ways of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?
You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?
It's Caesar's, of course.
Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
Teacher, in all the law, which is the greatest commandment?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. The teachers of the law and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must obey them and do everything they tell you to do, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, yet they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
He made fools of us.
What's worse is the people love him for doing so.
We're losing control. We cannot let this continue much longer. By Passover, we'll have the entire city on his side.
Something must be done. Something must be done soon. Something must be done. Something must be done soon.
must tell Caiaphas, go straight away to Caiaphas. The high priest Caiaphas will know just what to do.
He'll deal with it discreetly.
He'll handle it completely. The high priest Caiaphas will know just what to do.
Something must be done. Something must be done. Something must be done, something must be done, and soon.
Hannah, Octavia said that you sent for me. I'm so glad you changed your mind. It's so good to see you again.
Centurion, Marcus... It's not what you think. No. I've come here for your help. Someone's life may be in danger, and you may be our only help.
Well, who's in trouble?
Jesus. Today in the temple, he chased away the money changers and embarrassed the priests and Pharisees in front of the crowd. Moments later, I overheard the priests talking, planning their revenge.
Wait, revenge? What sort of revenge?
They said they were going to Caiaphas, that he would know what to do. They were so angry, Marcus. It all sounded so evil. I'm afraid for Jesus' life.
And Caiaphas the high priest. I've been witness to some heated encounters between him and Pontius Pilate. It would be difficult to say which man hates the other more. Caiaphas is a dangerous man for sure, but Jesus has too much popular support right now. Caiaphas could never get past Jesus' loyal followers.
But what if he does get past him somehow? You yourself said he was dangerous.
Well, he's dangerous, but he's also a man with no real political authority. Without Rome's consent, Caiaphas can take no lasting measures against Jesus. The power to condemn a man lies solely in Rome's hands. And Roman justice would never condemn an innocent man. So, you don't need to worry about Jesus, Hannah. I'm sure everything will be just fine.